Very important. What do we test it up against? The Word of God. Spiritual matter, we test it up against the Word of God, and it needs to bear witness in the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Not just the Spirit of God that dwells within us, but what? We want to make sure it's found in the Word of God. God will, the Holy Spirit, will not say anything to you or to me that we can't find here. The Holy Spirit will not say anything to you or to me that we cannot find right here in the Bible. Very, very important. Again, we don't want to get weird. Hold fast what is good. Test all things. Check it out. And then hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. I like the King James Version. It says, abstain from every form of evil. It says, all appearance of evil. Anything that even might be questionable, just stay away from it as a leader. Just stay out of it. Get away from it. I don't even give girls rides that go to my church in my car. I won't give them a ride. Unless my wife is with me. Unless one of my sons is with me. I will not give them a ride. I'm that careful. Because people say, oh, hey, we saw a pastor. We don't know what woman he was with, but we saw a pastor driving. Nope, not going to happen. If I talk with, I counsel with a woman, the door in my office is open. We have windows in our all our doors at our office. Why? Because, man, weird things can happen. We're not going to have it. You are responsible for placing the guards in your life. You are responsible for that. You need to be careful. You need to be wise in advance. Don't think to yourself, oh, well, I'll just deal with that when it happens. No. Deal with it now. Put guards in so you don't do something that you shouldn't do. You don't want to find yourself in that spot. Verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you. And we'll talk about sanctification again in the next message completely. And may your whole spirit, notice, the inferior trinity that we have, your whole spirit, your soul, and your body, right? We have this inferior trinity mentioned for us. Be preserved blameless at the coming. Again, this mention of the return of Jesus Christ. At the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who calls you? He who calls you is God faithful? Yes, and amen. God is faithful. Amen. We have a faithful high priest. We have a faithful God. We have a God who does exactly what he says he will do. God's promises, again, are not slack. They're not slack, but he is long-suffering, isn't he? Because he wants all to come to repentance to have everlasting life. Brethren, pray for us. I would ask that. Pray for us. We want to pray for one another. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this letter be read by all the holy brethren. By us. That this letter be read. This was not just for the leaders. This is to be read. You guys have had this model for you. Take what you've learned. Go repeat it. Share it with your flock. Encourage them. They'll be blessed beyond belief. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. You know what I love? Paul opened up this letter, teaching us how to live godly amongst an ungodly world. He taught us how to live a godly life amidst an ungodly society. And he started out with grace. God's unmerited love and favor for you and for me. And you know what he finished with? Grace. Your life and my life as a Christian is going to start and finish the same way. We got saved by grace. We're going to go on into everlasting life by grace. And we are going to be so excited one day, we are going to stand together. And Jesus is going to be placing crowns on our heads. And then we're going to look over and he's going to be standing there in all his glory and majesty. And we are going to be standing all together. And we're going to take off our crowns. And we're going to throw them at his feet. Because he is worthy. He did it all for us. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once I just want to sing this last verse together, and then we'll wrap it up. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, brothers. Father, we thank you. I thank you for my brothers and sisters here. I ask you to bless them. Lord, may these truths be ours. May we walk in it. May we be like what James said. May we be doers of the word, not hearers only. Man, may we apply these truths to our lives. May we walk this day and the rest of our days on this earth, our sojourning. May we walk with the excitement, anticipation of your soon return, Jesus. You are our master and our savior, and we long to see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.